Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fucking dating and love, seek treatment. If you're boring as fun, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey.
After a lengthy, nourishing, absolutely soothing and restorative hiatus, we are back making our hit podcast that is harmful for ourselves, our friends, our family, our listeners, and yeah, even God herself above up in heaven.
A lot of people think God can't be hurt by a podcast, but God can be hurt by a podcast, and we proved that. With
you believe God can be hurt by a podcast, Ariana.
Oh my God. I've been absolutely, I would say, less mentally healthy than I've ever been in my entire life, and chose that moment in time to go absolutely say it with me down on my medication. And so that's
when. And why did you go down? Because you were kind of saying, I'm going down. And then you're like, I'm depressed.
I think I went down because I felt like I wasn't feeling like horny. And even when I was feeling, it was like you never knew what you were going to get in terms of it being hard to come. Russian roulette. It was truly a Russian roulette. Coming was a Russian roulette. And so I went down and it was easier to come, but no, absolutely. My new thing is lying in a room and either pretending everything outside of the room doesn't exist and only I do, or pretending everything outside the room does exist, but I don't.
I actually just read this amazing book of essays, which I will pass along to you, about a woman who had a syndrome where she thought she was dead. And so she gave away her favorite cardigan.
Oh, interesting.
It's a very rare syndrome. It affects the brain.
Wait, did you know that I never read Oscar Wilde until right now? And I always assumed I like loved Oscar Wilde, but I think he's
Is that Portrait of Dorian Dorr?
Yeah. He's boring. He doesn't know when to just shut up sometimes.
I'll pass it along to his editor.
I can't thought it'd be all like witticisms and like sassy remarks, and it's like mm-hmm.
So I was like, if you're going to be drunk by the stars, darling, might as well be wearing a velvet coat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought I was kind of getting myself into. Yeah. And instead, what I've gotten myself into is like more adjectives than you've ever heard in your entire life. and I'm like kind of PO'd about it, but whatever.
Can you believe that? And you listeners can't see this, but I'm actually sitting next to a Legally Blonde inspired massive box of sea candies.
I thought you were going to say you were actually sitting next to a Legally Blonde person. Like, Legally Blonde. There should be Legally Blonde people.
No, my boyfriend's Legally Brunette, and he's in the room but not listening to me. He's absolutely plugged in to his AirPods Pros. Listen to him for a lot of money.
I actually have a funny story involving off-brand AirPods, which is that I got in the mail a box of off-brand AirPods, and the brand is so off-brand that I don't even know what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it with a note that said, "We loved working with you on this project. Thank you so much. XOXO, no not signed by any person. And so I've been using them. I don't know what project I've worked on that someone absolutely loved working with me on. They got a free pair. If you are someone sitting there thinking, I sent this gay man a free pair of off-brand AirPods, then know that this is for you. Thank you.
If you loved working with Pat and you loved it so much that you ended up kind of haphazardly sending him through the U.S. Postal Service a pair of off-brand AirPods, this one's for you.
Anyways, I think I'm almost nervous to record because I think my personality has changed in a bad way. I think that
to do the pod again, you mean?
Yeah, I think my personality is worse than ever.
Well, it's hard. It is because, and I say that with love from my iPhone, but it is for you because you were one of the rare human beings that actually was happy that quarantine was happening and you actually wanted to go even further away from the world.
Yeah, but yes. Well, I did want to go further away from the world.
Do you know that I went on my meds too, and I also think it's doing bad things to me?
Yeah, apparently meds are a classic for a reason. Yeah.
After 2 years of doing this podcast, we've realized that actually we both need to be heavily medicated to get by.
I'm working with a woman named Blake. I'm working right now. You've heard everything. A gorgeous 20-something named Blake is
not lively, is it?
Not lively, and no relation. And what's more, no relation.
Wait, you're telling me there's two women named Blake and they aren't related?
It's actually two women named Blake. They're not related. And I don't even
know. The most fucked up year ever. I'm so glad it's Orvor.
To be honest, I don't even know that they know each other. It's certainly never come up in conversation, but she's helping me with eating disorder recovery.
Wait, you know what I have to say about that?
What?
And it isn't about that, but what I have to say is that we have to introduce our hot new producer, Allison.
Oh my God, our new producer is the most gorgeous woman you've ever seen or even heard.
She's wearing a beautiful lavender sweater, and should we reveal the information?
Yeah.
She's my relative.
Oh, I was wondering what information.
Yeah, it's actually going to go ahead and be my cousin, Allison, is now producing our amazing podcast.
And is this your cousin who drove you away in a car one time when we were in LA? You were all of a sudden in a car driving so fast away. You know, I was like, where did you go? And you're like, my cousin drove me away. First time I'd ever heard of that. I was like, yeah. Okay, oh, your cousin. I say hi.
You know, I have a lot of cousins, but this is the only one who lives in Los Angeles, California. And she's actually the only one of my cousins who is producing my podcast.
Yeah. I don't have any cousins currently producing my podcast. Many cousins not, though.
Well, your cousin, is she your cousin at this point? Yeah, your cousin did work with us professionally.
Yes, my cousin worked with us professionally.
Lay bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is listening.
I'm having a disease where I keep
looking. Producer Allison was like, can y'all do like a quick intro? And now it has been 45 minutes.
Wait, I do wonder if she's mad or like, what's the deal?
She's
I
would love human.
I would love if she can give me a visual cue that will tell me if she's mad. Okay, she's giving me thumbs up that actually makes me still think she's mad.
Like, but, get it, girl. She's giving like a get it, girl thumbs up.
I hope she likes me. I love this
kind of she adores you.
I was
she's like so much more like, it's just like raw, it's grassroots, it's rustic.
Yeah. I'm having a situation where I have to shower every morning instead of night because I keep waking up with Paige Davis hair. As my sexual partner calls it, as Angela calls it, my Paige, keeping up with the Paige Davis hairstyle.
Something's happening on a similar note. Something's happening with me where I don't know why, but like I wake up in the middle of the night so sweaty, but the only thing that's sweating is my butt.
That is so strange. May I ask if it's internal or external?
Oh, external butt. Sorry, not like my hole isn't sweating. It's like my flesh, my butt flesh is really sweaty. And then I'm like, it feels almost like to pee pee my panties.
Wow, that's really sweaty.
It's just the butt area.
That's so strange.
I know, I'm at my parents' house, so maybe that's it.
Yeah, that could
be. Starting back to childhood by like kind of mimicking, performing, pissing my panties in bed. Anyways, this is going really good.
Is this yes?
It's been ages. My whole personality has changed.
Oh, me too. Remember I said that? And I said mine was worse.
Mine's worse too. Yeah. I can't tell if I like or hate myself more.
I hate myself 80 times more than I ever have. Literally.
I oscillate wildly. I am feeling, of course, I'm having dare we dive into this, but if you were to ask me if I felt hot today, I would say I haven't felt hot in a really long time.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I read a review of our podcast where someone said that they like or when they were sad.
Well, lucky them.
I was like, lucky that person.
Well, that person is in for a happy and kind awakening, because we've actually never been kind of so dramatically. I stopped liking the taste of pina coladas. I was so depressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not I did.
Ever.
This summer, I was like full tilt cuckoo. You know what I really thought of in the shower by myself and was laughing?
What?
I've been feeling really manic lately, and I was like, okay, Peyton Manique.
Oh, it's funny.
Is that football, Brian? Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, is that football?
That's football, yeah.
Peyton Manique.
Something that scares me is I do think the Mannings at some point it's going to refer to the Manning brothers. It's going to occur to the Manning brothers that, like, they should be in politics. Do you know what I mean? Like, a Manning brother at some point will be, like, running for governor of Idaho, and we're gonna all kind of gonna have to deal with that and kind of act like that's okay. And secondly, what was I gonna say?
Can I say something? I don't know if this is embarrassing. Will you tell me, and then we can decide whether or not to include it?
Yeah.
It wasn't until yesterday that I kind of fully understood, like, what Edward Snowden was.
Oh, well, then this is really embarrassing, and you absolutely shouldn't include it, because I don't know what that is.
He leaked GovInf for Mesh. It's only because I watched a documentary about it. But that's kind of what 2020 has been about for me. It's been about kind of learning that. It's been
I didn't realize there were still spies. He's a millennial. I didn't realize he could be a millennial.
He's a whistleblower, and he blew that whistle when he was 29 years old. So...
wow, to be a millennial spying and blowing whistle. He's only 5 years older than me, you know.
Should I have a kid?
Do you want one?
Lately, I'm just like, plug it in. Fresh in 60 days, fresh in 7 new ways.
Does that mean you want a kid?
Remember those Glade heads? It means I want someone to plug come in me.
Oh,
it's actually not interesting, but I think I might get an IUD.
Oh, really? That sounds so painful to me.
Yeah, being a woman is ultimately pain. Being alive, I'm going to go as far as to say being alive, man or woman or whatever.
I wonder what I would do. I think if I was a woman, I would embrace condom culture.
You think that?
I want to say something controversial. For me, it really doesn't add much to the experience for someone to not be wearing a condom.
Physically, it doesn't bother me. It's more like it's very romantic to be like in the heat of the moment, and they have to immediately kind of fall dick first inside you.
Yeah, but to me, it's kind of erotic to be like putting a rubber thing on.
You would, and that's why you like heavily staged and edited porn.
Yeah, there's something very erotic about kind of caging your dick in a rubber thing and then inserting it into me.
Right. It's very medical.
Yeah, it's very medical.
Wait, can I say something?
What?
The listeners, you guys have no idea all the freaky sex stuff I've been into on this hiatus. Take away my podcast, I'm going to act out sexually. Up the butt and through the mouth. I mean, it's been
my
really...
grandmother, up the butt and through the mouth, the grandmother's house we go.
I think that's an amazing note to kind of... So just to tease y'all what's going to be happening this season, which we, by the way, haven't recorded. And I also want to say... A, we absolutely we will have new episodes that we have not recorded yet. B, I want to say we do have fancy mics. We're not using them right now. So if you're one of those horrible people, and I say this with so much love in my heart, but when someone's like, I wish the sound was better, it's like, you don't listen to this absolute bullshit for the sound. You listen for the grade A Nobel Peace winning content that is one day going to EGOT just for being.
I hope only 30 people listen.
I'm pretty sure 30 people will listen.
That's my hope.
And no more than that.
No more. It's an ultra exclusive pod for the first 30. First come, first serve.
You have to be 30 years old, and then we're going to cap it up for 30-year-olds who can listen.
Okay. And the theme, and the, because it's kind of an anthology, like how, so like how each American Horror Story is like called something. Mm-hmm. This one is, so the first 2 years was one season, and then the second season is called In the Butt and Through the Mouth, Grandmother's House We Go.
No more than 30 listeners allowed.
No more than 30 listeners allowed.
Oh my God. What year? Wait, I meant month. Oh, December.
For a couple more days. Oh, actually, tomorrow is my 2-year anniversary with Angelista.
Oh my God, Angelista Jolista.
Yeah.
That is If you, and I say this, I mean, it's one of those things. It's, that feels like a long time, but also it doesn't feel like a long time.
I know.
It's 3 years of love, and you guys live together now, which we also haven't discussed on the pod.
No, we haven't. And also, most at this point, almost half of our relationship has been in a COVID world.
I think that means that bodes well.
Right. Well,
the issue with me is that, and to, the issue with me, according to you, in regard to your relationship, is that for me, Kofi, the one problem I have in my romantic relationship is that my boyfriend literally doesn't care about texting me back, cannot send a text that's more than one word to save his life. So in COVID, that's eliminated our problems because we've been glued at the thick, busty hip.
Totally.
So I think for COVID, for mostly, sorry, I can't speak English.
COVID has helped those who struggle with texting, which I am in that community. I'm a leader of that community, and I'm a minister in that community. Like the dad in Seventh Heaven, God rest his soul.
Oh my God, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Us, you and I, well, we've spoken probably 3 times since COVID started. I'm joking. We've seen each other in the flourish, both tested. Everyone's mad. But everyone's like, you know, I'm really, I don't know, is this controversial? It'd be like, every time someone posts something, it's like, and by the way, we all got tested. And I'm just like, I believe that you're doing your best to take care of you and your friends. Don't talk to me.
Well, to me, it's just really fake. Like, it's not even that I trust them. It's like, because you've been tested in this post, I don't think you've been tested any more than I would have if you didn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. I would have, you know, maybe you were tested. The fact that you said it is, if anything, maybe I marginally believe you less, but it's about the same.
Margin vibes.
Me thinks thou do protest too much, and that right. was written by my dear friend Shakespeare. Me thinks thou do protest too much, and that was written by my friend Shakespeare. I don't know if that's true, but it just certainly sounds.
Author like of the famous quarantine book King Lear.
Yes, the famous quarantine book.
King Lear. Remember that everyone that kicked off.
Yeah, like. Yeah.
Go for it. If you besides watch 6 seasons of Love Island, I'm ready for this. Seek
treatment.
And that's going to be our first ST of season 2 of Seek Treatment, which is thematically titled Up the Butt and Through the Mouth to
Grandma.
That's so beautiful. Okay, I really, but can I say something in a serious way?
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I love you. Thank you for supporting our podcast. Thank you for caring. And if you're mean to us, I don't care because I have detached from external validation, and whatever I say is glue bounces off your bouncing ball to you.
And I'll ditto that.
So boom, boom goes the basketball hoop. To borrow.
Oh my God.
Anything else, Pat? Any teasers for the upcoming season of Sork Trope?
Well, I am watching. I did, you know, it's so funny. You know, I tweeted in regards to this. Let me paint a picture to you. It's 2017. I'm 5 months sober. Actually, coming to Manhattan to do Dave Mazzoni's pop-up stand-up show so far up on the Upper West Side that you actually couldn't even believe there was that far up. And I'm taking the 1 train back down to Midtown, and I see a poster. And on this poster, I see an old friend on the subway poster. And that old friend's name is Jessica Biel. And she's wet. She's soaking wet with being damp. She's the dampest person I've ever seen in my life in this this image. And she is a sinner. And it's called The Sinner. And I think to myself, this is crazy. And I think to myself, at some point in my life, I will watch this show. And I have no control over that. Like, it's this beautiful, like, inevitable thing that I don't even have to try to make happen or not make happen. I know at some point life will bring me to the show, and I don't know when or why. And which ultimately brings up questions of fate and predestiny and even what agency we really have over our own futures. And so then today or yesterday night is really when I started watching, and I'm loving it. And I never knew the biggest secret of the show, which is that Charlie from Girls is on it.
Yeah.
And what I will say is this, you almost see Jessica Biel's vagina in a way, and I'm enjoying the show. And lastly, I'm enjoying the show.
Okay, well, can I say 2 secrets?
That's my teaser for this season. Yeah.
Can I say two amazing secrets that are teasers for the season?
Yeah.
One, do you recognize me? Because I look like I'm dying. My clothes are rancid and I just ripped. I don't like the word fart, but that's what I did. Okay. So
yeah, I've been getting into saying the word fart.
Definitely pop that out. Don't but do, but don't but do.
Yeah. No, I'm now a person who says the word fart like 4 times a week. Yeah.
Okay. My two secrets are, one, I've seen the first episode of The Sinner and I was into it until I wasn't. Wherever they want you want them to go. Thought it was a little bit dumb. And then the second thing is that, which you didn't mention, which is absolutely earth shattering to me, is that it was at the venue way, way uptown with Dave Mazzoni where I first.
Oh my God. That's
you romantically.
That's right. Oh my God.
You know what's actually crazy? That was actually also the night that I first realized I did in fact have a vocal cord hemorrhage, because I laughed so hard after running ottoman on accident. By accident, I body slammed into an ottoman and I started laughing so hard that I coughed. And then when I started speaking again, I realized, oh, I've really done it this time. Anyways, that's where I first came on to you in a platonic way.
Right. That was because then I went back to Dave's show and we split it. We did half hours. But when I first did, we did stand-up video. I'll always remember talking to this one person who I thought was so funny, who I love, who would later go on to betray me.
The list of people who have betrayed us. It is. This is the teaser for season 2.
I am trying to be nice to every single person I meet in 2021.
The thing about me is that I am so nice.
Everyone is so sad and there's so much pain. I really do just want to be nice to people, even though it is very difficult sometimes.
It's difficult. And when I say the people who betrayed you, it's like, I honestly feel bad for them, because at this point it's like, oh, you're hurt. When you're mean to someone, it does mean, oh, ring, ring, ring. Who's hurting? It's you.
Yeah, I know. And people are allowed to hurt. People are.
No, our message of 2021 is one of positivity, light, and ultimately love.
Okay, we should go.
Why not? What are other segments? Just wondering.
I don't know. Do we need to do them here?
No, I just wanted to say hey. But my crush of the week is, guess who?
Oh, I have some crushes of the week. The brother from Slasher season 3 is a huge crush for me. I actually in a notes app, which I can't find my phone right now, I made notes of crushes of the week I was having. There is an older brother I watched this show on Netflix called Slasher. That's an anthology about serial killer. And in the third season, Ooh. There's this hot older brother that literally made me feel crazy because of how hot he was. And I also have an enormous crush on, oh my God, I did indulge in watching Dancing with the Stars. I do have a crush on both Nelly and Neb Shulman from my experience watching this season of Dancing with the Stars. They made me feel incredibly sexual all summer long.
Speaking of Nev, I actually watched the original Catfish doc for the first time, and I thought it was really good.
I'm sure it was. I mean, it's launched him to fame.
I want to be launched.
Yeah, I guess I want to be launched. I don't know if I want to be launched.
I've detached from external bowel, as I mentioned previously, so whatever. Yeah. All right, you're like, bye. How do we end?
We used to be like, meow, meow, but we don't do that anymore.
Oh.
At the end of this, let's end with that. Okay, bye.
If you're boring as fuck,